wonderful, inspired words from the Heavenly Father. And God really does work in you. And God works in everyone. He's always working in you. It's a continuous thing. It's where we put our heart and our mind. Is it lined up to what God is saying and what He's working in us? Sangit was sharing some great things with me, like he was saying about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It wasn't a bad tree. But before they took from that tree, where was they getting their information from? Where was they getting their inspiration from? God. But then they got tricked out. And since then, many people get tricked out because they go to something in the senses realm as the source of their information. God wants us to go directly to Him. And when we're led by Him, He can show us when to go, what to read, what to meditate upon, what to speak. And so I never discourage anyone from reading the scriptures, working through a subject, a matter, or a word, or individual words. And I go to the scriptures as I'm inspired. And I get so much more than I've ever have done through doing these little word studies. So I know it's very easy for people to take it wrong, how we're saying, especially when you've been used and you've been taught to doing it one way. But Jesus Christ said, I am the way. He's the living word, right? And Him and His Father are one. And He always done what the Father said. He wasn't hanging out with the Pharisees and the Sadducees studying the scriptures, was He? He was being led by the Spirit of God, doing the things that God put in His heart to do, and speaking the things that God wanted Him to speak and energize. Now, His business was the Father's business, and the Father's business was that all men were to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. That's God's heart and desire today, that all men come to a knowledge of the truth, that not any perish, not anyone's lost. Now, there's going to be people that are lost because they're not going to receive the words, right? They're not going to be born again. And we started our journey by saying Jesus is Lord and believing in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead. Like, we believed in our heart and we said it with our mouth. And this is where the spiritual becomes into the physical. When we say what God says, then great things go to work. Great things happen. And so each one of us on here are God's masterpiece, and we're filled with the Holy Spirit. And we're the lights. And you're powerful. You are really powerful. You've got a direct access and a connection to the Heavenly Father. You've got a direct access to God. A direct connection. And God wants you to use your connection. We don't receive because we don't ask. But the more we go to God and ask, He says, ask whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe. Okay, so when you go to God, whatsoever you're asking Him, you believe that you receive the things that you're asking, then you shall manifest them. This word desire can also be call for. What do you do when you pray? You're calling for something. God, I need you to help me. God, I need you to provide for me. God, I need you to heal me. What we got to remember, that God has provided everything through what Jesus Christ accomplished, through His death, burial, resurrection, through His sufferings. He paid the price so that we could truly live a great life here now, and that we can do the same works that He done and greater. And the works that Jesus Christ done, He reconciled men and women back to God. He didn't even connect them to Himself. He was connecting them to go to God, to pray for the Father, to receive His words. You know, He said, you receive my words, you keep my words, you continue in my word, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's as we continue to do that we start to get the understanding, the spiritual wisdom and revelation of the things that we're being encouraged to do. Because we can all read the same scriptures, right? You can all hear the same words, but it's when you practice the things that you're being encouraged, that's when you start to get the spiritual understanding, the wisdom of those words. You know, it says in Acts 1 how Jesus Christ began both to what? Do and teach. He done it first. He lived this thing. He lived what the Father gave Him. The instructions God gave to Him, He done it. He applied it. Seen the great results and then taught it. And that's how we do it. So it's the sound words. It's the sound doctrine. Let's get very clear. What is the sound doctrine? oh, it's rightly dividing the word, it's rightly taking so many classes. No, the sound doctrine is the heavenly words from God, what he's given in lifetime. And it always brings me back to Thessalonians, when Paul said, you know, we thank God that when you received the words from us, you received it not as the words of men, as it is in truth, the word of God, which is effective in you who believe. So when we receive these words to our heart and go and do, it becomes effective. We start seeing the manifestation of what was spoken. So when Danny and Amber come to me, I said to them, I could have said, yeah, you connect to me. I'm the leader. I ain't got no one else. So you're here with me. So you connect to me. I connected them back to God. I said, you go to God. You let God show. He may want you to connect somewhere else. And there was many people I could have connected to in the flesh by doing it by the flesh. But God showed me personally in my heart without even asking. I was just asking God, what do I do? Where do I go? And in my heart, I knew I had where I had to connect. And I thank God for my teacher is teaching the sound words from God. And not only is he teaching it, but he's got the fruit and the results to prove it, right? The people that connect to him, like me, and are practicing, are getting the great results, are getting the fruit, are getting the growth. And it's not about the numbers, the masses initially. It's about the ones. The humble ones. Because you can have a room full of people, and they come year after year, or week after week, month after month, hearing, getting a little bit bored there, and sitting down, you know, listening, getting blessed, going home, live their carnal life as they usually do, come back, and it's the same thing week in and week out. Maybe a little bit of growth here, a little bit of growth there, but no significant impact. And when we look at the book of Acts, I mean, they had impact. They continued in the apostles' doctrine and in the fellowship and in the breaking of bread. You know, signs, miracles and wonders were being done by the hands of the apostles and by them. They were sent out. They moved. They spoke boldly. They were being navigated by the Holy Spirit. God was working in each individual and each humble heart was being productive. And even when they had challenges, situations arise, you know, they would come together as a group and then pray about these things. You know, but today you see so much division. So when you see so much division amongst the people that we think know the scriptures, then you've got to ask yourself a question, what's going on? Why is there so much division amongst all these guys that have taken the same classes, been around the same thing, but they're all in these different groups? It shows you there's something wrong with the picture. There's something not right. You know, God will work with people where they are, but he wants increase. He wants rapid increase and growth. I mean, there's billions of people that still haven't heard sound words from God. They haven't heard anything. There's many people that are sat in darkness in the shadow of death. And the laborers today are still few. Are you a laborer? Do you decide to do what God wants you to do? Do you desire to be led by the Spirit of God? Do you desire to walk like your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are you producing the same fruit that he is? Are you beginning to see anything? Have you seen little results? Have you seen some results but then nothing? Because with God, when we start getting in his jet stream, we start to see regular things happen. Now God is working with our faith. So we're all at different levels in our thinking and understanding, right? And God knows that, and he's so loving and kind. And so here get us to a place where we can receive the sound words that will activate our faith. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. It says of God, but it can also be from God, that word of. It's the words from God. Now, I know through practice in this way that I've been encouraged for the last 2 years and 8 months. That there's been a massive change in me, my wisdom, understanding from God, and in the people that have received my words gladly. Because many people hear me, and the ones are, they're getting results. There's some that are beginning, and they're beginning to see results. Some are in a transitional period. But the point is, the way you're going to see the things is to be faithful. It's a faithful man that abounds in the blessings. You know, and God ain't no respecter of person. He wants all of us to flourish and grow and be fruitful. And so when we just stay with God, when we do and speak what God wants us to do, then we're going to see great things happen. All of us have to have goals, and God will give you desires and goals. So God wants you to take your desire to Him. And if you haven't got one, like Danny was saying, if you're not hungry, ask God to make you hungry. And if you haven't got a desire of what you want to do with God, ask God for His desires. Father, you put your desires in my heart. I really want to live for you. And there's so many people telling me this and telling me that, but Father, I'm not going to listen to those other voices. You show me where I should connect. You show me what I should receive and doing. Father, my desire is to see all men to be saved and come to knowledge of truth. I believe everyone on here really wants to do the same works that Jesus Christ done. That they want to see the dead raised, the lepers cleansed. They want to see people healed and delivered and set free. They want to have great many people in their fellowship. You know, so that they can encourage and see the things grow and the word just move all through their area. It's available. And it starts with one. But it starts with the sound doctrines from God. The right heavenly words. And the right practice. Right words, right practice, right results. So if you get mixture in there, you're not going to get the clear results. And God was showing me, you know, you can have a field and it might be, it's not ploughed and there's stuff growing in it, and you can chuck some seed down. Some of those seeds will grow, but not all of it. But if that ground is ploughed and all the stones and the weeds are taken out and seed is sown, you're going to get a full field of the harvest of the seed that you've sown. And so when we speak God's words, which is spirit and life, God's words, the heavenly words of spirit and life, they go to work very quickly. The word of God, and that word from God, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So the words that we speak, the words we declare, are very important. And so if you're confessing, well, you know, if you're arguing over doctrine, and you know, well, you know, the words that he's saying are not right, but you can see my fruit, you need to ask yourself some questions. If your words are right and mine are wrong, but I'm seeing fruit and I'm saying, well, they're not right, I need to get humble. I need to say, okay, well, they're getting results. That's what God wants us to have, results. He wants us to be very fruitful. And so what I've learned is to stay really focused with God. Don't deviate from where you're being encouraged. Don't deviate from the things that you're practicing and you know that work. Like you've seen these guys, they've been encouraged to honor God with their substance and the first fruits of all their increase. And those that are doing it from the heart unto God, with that full focus unto God, and they're honoring God, not the person. Like if they think in their mind, well, I'm honoring that person there. No, it's you're honoring God. And so when you're giving to God from your heart, He's going to multiply that seed sown, and He's going to increase the fruits of your righteousness, and He's going to cause you to abound to every good work. When you're giving where you're being encouraged, you should see great increase. You should see an increase in your finances, an increase in your fellowship, an increase in everything that you're doing, because God is behind that. It's His grace that is causing the things to grow. We can't make those things happen. And so, you know, we check our hearts and minds. Where are we? Am I doing this with right heart? Am I doing this with right focus? Is the motive of my heart right with God on this when I'm doing it? And then but we need to begin. So we begin to practice these things. And as we practice, we start to see the things happen. And that's what happened to me before I went to India. And when I come back from India, I've just seen mega results. I was like, wow. And when these women come from the Sister Standing Strong, they came over as a group. Wonderful believers, wonderful women of God. And I learned a lot about them, which was wonderful, good things, and seeing God at work. But I also seen the growth in me, and the growth in Amber, Danny, and Becky, and Jason. And just how God really is working in us, and just how far we've come in a short space of time because of the sound doctrine. So it's when we're serving, in the service, you'll see and you'll know. You know, and God gives you words of knowledge and words of wisdom. And I was like really blown away and I wasn't really doing nothing. I was there. You know, we were serving, carrying suitcases, loading up the bat, taking the women where they wanted to go, and I was just speaking in tongues the whole time. And certain people come to me for encouragement, and I was able to encourage them certain things, not a lot, but what they needed. God was giving me things to certain individuals, what they needed, and that was that. And they enjoyed their time, and then they had great time amongst themselves. Now it's what people do with what you give them. That's the whole thing. It's like we receive these words not just to get blessed in this moment in time now, but God is giving you these words so you can put them to practice. So our faith and our confession is the start of everything. That's how we bring the spiritual realities into the physical. God said light be and light was. He spoke it, the substance for it was there, but it wasn't yet manifested. And God says light be, or if you want to put it the other way, let there be light. And it was, and there was light. Jesus spoke to the fig tree because it had no fruit on it. He cursed it and said, no one's going to eat fruit off you hereafter forever. And he walked away, and the disciples just heard him. And they're like, he's crazy. Like, you know, they must have thought to themselves, he's crazy, he's talking to a tree. What is he doing talking to the tree? Well, if you want to talk to your bank account, if it's low, if you want to talk to your health, if you need healing, and you start talking to it, you know, and people are calling you crazy, you know you're not crazy. You're calling those things which are not as though they were. Getting back to why I said that Jesus Christ accomplished everything. Every provision in every area of your life has been met already. It's in the spiritual. So we needed to bring it into the physical. And the way that comes into the physical is through our confession. And your words are spirit and life, right? They're living energy. They're going to work. So you call those things. Say what you want, not what you see. You know, don't say, well, I haven't got many people in my fellowship at this moment. You say that you've got many people in your fellowship. Call it as a done deal. When we ministered to people in India, when I started practicing ministering healing, you know, once they were ministered to, they say, okay, it's done. Whether they manifested anything or not, they said it was done. That was where their faith was. And so it's already done. That's what faith is. Faith says you've already got it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't see it in the senses realm, but you can see it in your heart and in your mind, and you know it's yours. Then it becomes. And that's why Jesus said in Mark 11:24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, then you shall have them. You'll manifest them. Believe it's already yours. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, you got a problem? Speak to your problem. Okay, if you got lack, you don't call it. You call it, you got abundance. You got a health issue, I've healed. So we say what God says. And that's the practice. That's the simple practice. And being led by God, doing what he puts in our hearts to do, speaking forth the things he wants us to speak. When we do that way with God, then we start to see everything around us change. And so within this last couple and a half years, I've seen great growth within myself. I've seen great growth, in fact, very quick growth within those guys here with me. And they're so humble, and they literally eat the words I speak. They're like, give me more, I want more. And they're pulling out of me. I'm like, God, you've got to give me some more words. And it's just flowing. And so you know when someone's hungry, because if you've got to look for something to say to them, then they're not hungry. Someone that's hungry will draw from you those pools of living water that's living within you, because they're humble and they want it, and God will energize that in you. He's the fountain of living water. So anyway, these are some of the things that were in my heart. We had a great time. Really, it was great fellowship. Everyone was a blessing, and we served to the best we understood to serve and what we knew. And a lot of the times India kept coming back to my mind, reminding me, like when we used to travel in the minibuses with all the other believers there and their leaders and how they used to serve. And God was just bringing all these things back to my mind, reminding me, and it was just such a blessing, so refreshing. And everyone, I believe, was very blessed. Every need was met. And so God is at work, And, you know, desire your own field, guys. Really pray for your one laborer, your one key laborer. This is what I've encouraged the guys here. Now's the time, more than ever, to pray for that one laborer. Don't forget about the masses. They're come through the one. You pray for the one. And when God gives you one laborer, then you pray for the next one. And the next one. And then you just give them what God gives you to give them. And then let them free. Let them loose with God. God's going to direct them. God's going to lead them. God's going to provide for them. And God's going to show them what to do. And we just keep encouraging them. Now you go to God. Like, you know, you encourage them, whatever God puts in your heart. And let them go and practice it. So, that's what I wanted to share.